The views and opinions expressed in the following paid program do not necessarily represent those of staff, management, or advertisers with WBIG Radio.
Your radio dial is locked. On the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show. Go from loafing around in the garden to being a master of your yard splendor.
Hey, Mr. Gopher.
In the next half hour, you'll get the confidence you need to tackle those weekend projects with ease. You'll get information about proper methodology and the best materials available at a price you can afford. The Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show is brought to you in part by 844-DIRT. 844-DIRT, improved earth products. And now it's time for another show straight from the Gopher's Den.
Welcome to the Gopher's Den Lawn and Landscape Show. You're here with Zach and Mike in this dark subterranean den, learning wisdom from the gopher himself and passing it on directly to you. Today, we're going to tell you how to tackle a total lawn restoration.
That's right, Zach. When we say restoration, we're talking about the entire area. And you know what? When we say total lawn restoration, you know, we kind of mean lawn slash area, whatever that area is.
Yeah, because sometimes it's just a small area in your yard that you need to fix up. And the way to tell that is if you meet any of these three criteria, you're going to need to do a restoration. Like, one, if you have major uneven surfaces throughout your yard, like bumps and valleys, you're going to need to knock all those down and start over again.
Yeah, definitely. Large bumps and dips, that's no fun for mowing.
No. And if you have just patchy, unproductive growth, you're going to want to look at maybe just tearing all that grass out and starting over. I mean, there's something wrong that the grass isn't growing.
Yeah, I've seen that so many times, Zach, is you've come to people's houses where you're delivering products and you see these patchy, you know, I got a patch of grass here and a patch of grass there, and it's just like, I don't even know if it's grass. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, sometimes you got a patch of grass, patch of clover, patch of grass.
Right,
it all depends.
Right. Okay, it's green. We have established that.
Sometimes you just need to start afresh.
Yeah.
Or if you got like a diseased area, your yard was just heavily drought stressed last year, or you're trying to plant an area that was maybe under a pine tree that you're just not going to get stuff to grow there because of the high acid of those pine needles, you're going to need to start fresh and take some of that dirt away and lay some new dirt down.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. You had talked about disease and drought stress. Boy, a couple years ago when we had that severe drought, I just went to some different houses making some deliveries, and you know, people were just out there saying, what do I do? And the grass and the sod, I mean, you could just pick it up and pull it up, and they're like, what can we do? I'm like, you know what?
You could just start over.
Rape it off and start over again. And so pretty much that's what we do. So I think that's great. I think your three criteria that you listed, you know, that's pretty good.
Exactly. If you have any of these conditions, you should really consider a total area restoration. Remember, restoration is usually best done in the spring or fall when the weather cooperates with you. I mean, you can also do this in the summer, but you got to battle the elements. You're going to have extreme heat, a lot of sun, and you're going to need to use a lot more water. Basically, just a lot more resources in general.
Absolutely, Zach. You're right. The spring or the fall, those are the best times when usually the weather patterns are working to your advantage. But you know what, Zach? We've seen customers throughout the entire year taking on these projects, even in the heat. But you're right. When you do that, you need to consider, hey, you know, this is going to take a bit more effort because of the heat, more resources, like you said. And you always need to be conscious of, you know, these potential water bands that seem to pop up every year, too.
Exactly. Well, after you do pick your area you want to restore, the first thing you're going to want to do is remove all the grass out of that area, or what you consider grass.
Yeah.
Now, one of the easiest ways is to go rent yourself a sod cutter and just go over your yard, taking out all the sod in nice little strips and rolling it up and getting rid of it.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. That is one of the cleanest ways to do that. It gives you a nice even cut, and you can kind of roll that up. But you do have a, you know, disposal issue there. So, I mean, you might have to take this to a place where they recompost it or take landscape materials, or, you know, potentially make like a small accent berm. Flip the sod over, place it in a certain area, and then cover it up when the dirt's there. Now, don't plant anything over that if you plan on doing that, because that will settle. But that is a great way of doing that.
Yeah, another way you could do it is just lower your mower and scalp your lawn down. I mean, we always tell you to keep your mowing cut high, but this time you're going to have to lower it down and just scalp all the grass off of it.
Yeah, do what we tell you not to do. Yeah, rip that grass. And that's great, because when you scalp that down, that gives a chance for that stuff to kind of burn out a little bit. And then remember, right after that process, rake that material up and start removing that debris. put that in some lawn bags and, you know, and start getting rid of that. After that dries out, then you can kind of go over that with the rototiller, kind of till up the rest of that matter. And then again, repeat the same process. Kind of
pull
rake
out
that.
Any large rocks, anything like that.
Yeah, any of the stuff that shouldn't be there, pull that off and get some get some bags. You know.
Yeah, and if you need these bags, check out 844dirt.com for some of our resource partners that offer them. Go up to resource partners and click and save.
Yeah, definitely, because you know a lot of people don't have a side cutter, so they may need to rent one, or even these rototillers. In some of these tools or these bags, you know, check out our resource partners definitely.
Now, after you do remove your old lawn, you can really assess the quantity of products you're going to need to amend it and to make it better. Because remember, soil amendments are the foundation of your soil, and now is really the best time to add them. You got no lawn, I mean, you're going to be down where the root system of your lawn is, so adding amendments is really the best thing you can do right now.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. And this is a great opportunity to kind of see where you're really at. You know, after you get all that grass cleared off, you can kind of see the uneven surfaces or the even surfaces. I mean, if this thing is totally off pitch, you know, we're definitely going to be adding material to this. But you're right. This is where it starts right now. After we've come up with this clean slate, this is where we can assess our situation, find out how good or how bad our soil is, and start making those choices about what type of amendments we're going to use. And, even good organic super soil, you know, just as a minimum.
Exactly. You got to remember, if your lawn wasn't really doing that great before you did this, it could be that it was lacking something and you need to put something back into it. Maybe it was overcompacted. Maybe there's just no organic medium into it. Maybe it just had poor drainage. But something was obviously wrong with it, so you're going to need to get in there and fix it. That's why we're doing this whole project, to fix the foundation of your soil to get you the best new growth of grass.
Yeah, that's right, Zach. You know, most people think that they cleaned it off. Wow, it looks pretty nice. Let's just plant the grass over what we got, you know. And, you know, that's one of the biggest mistakes that you can make, because you've gone through this much trouble and effort to get to this point. You want to turn your growing foundation into something that is really going to get some good production for you. You want to really grow some good turf or whatever it is that you're trying to grow here.
Exactly. And, you know, we talk about all these products. Check them out online at 844dirt.com. We got all kinds of stuff. We got super soil. We got mushroom compost. High-quality, weed-free, green mushroom compost. This is great stuff to use.
Yeah, and you know what? At this point, you can always take a look at this and start familiarizing yourself with the materials that you're going to use. You know, so now's a good time to always do that.
All right, well, we're coming up to a break right now, but stay tuned, because when we get back, we're going to tell you a little more about lawn restoration right here at the Gopher's Den.
I can't wait.
Trying to get your lawn and garden looking better? Ace Hardware has absolutely everything you need to get your job done right. Whether you're tackling a big project or a little one, we've got everything from fertilizers to sprinklers, garden tools, and more. And most importantly, helpful people that understand it all. We'll help you get it done right. Ace, the helpful place.
Visit DG Ace Hardware, the helpful place, in St. Charles on Main Street and in Aurora on New York Street.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
You're listening to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, brought to you by 844 Dirt. If you have any questions or tips, or would like to be a guest expert on the show, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. That's thegophersden@844dirt.com. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gopher's Den. Well, let's get back to the den with the lovable little rodent himself.
844 Dirt is one of the largest residential mulch suppliers in the Fox Valley area, housing everything from Northwoods Mulch of Wisconsin to Alabama Bark Mulch from the Smoky Mountain region. 844 Dirt is the exclusive provider of the finest mulches found throughout the United States. 844 Dirt also carries the finest organic weed-free screened mushroom compost available. Our courteous, uniformed drivers deliver all these products right to your home. To see a full selection of the products we carry and to utilize our handy materials calculator, head to our website at 844dirt.com.
Your lawn is pleading with you. Listen up. It's more of the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show right now.
Welcome back to the Gopher's Den Lawn and Landscape Show, the show that gives you what it takes to tackle your lawn projects with ease. Today, Mike and I are talking about a total lawn restoration. And for those of you that missed the first segment, we're going to do a real quick review of that, the first things you need to cover. The first thing you want to find out is, are you a candidate of total lawn restoration? Now, to find out if you're a candidate, check out these three things. If you got major, bumpy, uneven surfaces over large areas, you're going to probably want to try to restore that area back to a pristine condition.
That's definitely one of the criteria, Zach.
Or if you just have patchy, unproductive growth throughout your yard, lots of clover, lots of weeds, you know, maybe now's the time to think about just cleaning all that out and starting over. Or if you have heavy diseased areas, or your lawn was drought stressed, or maybe you're planting under a pine tree, I mean, that's also a good reason just to take some of that topsoil away and start fresh.
Yeah, I think that's what we talked about in the first episode, Zach, as we were talking about, you know, kind of after we met that criteria, is cleaning that thing off from a new slate.
Mm-hmm. And remember, you always want to try to do these restorations in the fall or the spring. I mean, they are possible to do in the summer, but they're just more resource intensive, and you're going to have to do a lot better prior planning to get the same kind of results.
Yeah, only the real hardcore people do it in the summer, and we do see those people all throughout the summer just doing it.
Now, when you do this, there's a couple simple ways that we went over. One was stripping all the grass off with a sod cutter and raking away any debris. Another way is to scalp your yard down and get it down to the bare minimum height, really kill that grass.
Right.
And then rototill it into your soil and then rake away any debris.
Yeah, rocks, extra root debris material, just kind of clean that up. And then remember we had talked about using some refuge bags.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's definitely a great idea.
But now that you got this area all cleaned off and you're down to that blank slate, you're still not ready to plant any grass.
No, you're right, Zach, you're not. At this point, now we really assess where we're at. After we got this clean slate where all this material and debris has been cleaned up, we first have to assess the proper grade. We want to make sure that when we start applying seed or sod or whatever type of turf material we're going to use, is that our grade is set right where we want it. Because a lot of times, one of the criteria is a lot of unlevel, uneven surfaces that create this...
like an undulating plane.
Right, exactly. So, you know, at a minimum, the first thing that we do is we assess that to find out how much leveling we got to do. And so if we do need to do some leveling, you know, the very first thing we want to do is bring in a good organic soil, such as our super soil, and lay that out and get a good base.
Exactly.
So that's definitely one of the first things, is establish our level.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's say your levels are already good. You're pitching away from everything. You know, after you tore all your sod off, you realize that maybe your yard wasn't as bumpy as you thought. And, you know, it looks fairly smooth.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? That's a time when you can say, hey, you know what? I'm looking at my soil. It looks pretty decent. I don't have a lot of rocks or debris, and my levels are good. Well, at that point, we can actually think about applying, an amendment such as mushroom compost, and then just tilling that into the existing soil.
Mm-hmm. Using it as more of a top dressing instead of actually changing your levels. Your levels are good, but you still need to add some organic medium, and that's why we went through all this tough work, is to reestablish a good base for that soil.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach.
And, you know, anytime you have any questions about these products, give us a call at 844-DIRT, and, you know, explain your situation, and we can help you, point you in the right direction to get the job done right.
Yeah, because, you know, this is a real critical part when it's going to need a little bit of more experience. And so when you do call us, we'll be able to kind of walk you through this to kind of help you make better decisions on which path to take.
Mm-hmm, because the most important part of the restoration is establishing a good foundation for that new turf you're going to put in. I mean, and often it's just like simple soil amendments such as Soil Pro and mushroom compost and super soil can really add these things back to your lawn.
Yeah, Zach, I love that word foundation because you know what, most of the times the reason that, you know, we got to this point where we had to do this total lawn or area restoration is because the stuff wasn't growing or we had the wrong materials there. And, you know, that was that way for a reason. And it's usually because the foundation wasn't able to support the proper growth of the materials that were there.
Exactly. Let's say, you know, you had a overly compacted yard. Well, you're going to need to do something to prevent that. If you don't try to prevent that now, then in a year or two after this restoration, it's just going to become compacted again.
Absolutely.
You're going to need to add some Soil Pro or some mushroom compost in there to loosen that dirt and keep it loose so you don't compact it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely that's the whole thing here is creating a situation where we can actually control our growth, mm-hmm. you know, our turf growth, and we do that by soil amendments. You have kept, you know, you keep mentioning Soil Pro. Well, Soil Pro is just an unbelievable soil amendment that actually helps compaction. But one of the other benefits of that material is it stores huge amounts of water. So let's say you get 1,000 pounds, which is about a yard of that material, and you apply that, this material has the ability to store 900 pounds of water.
900 pounds, that's a lot of water.
Yeah, that is. So every time you're watering, one, you get the water and nutrients right at the root level, and two, you're storing water. I mean, you're saving these valuable resources. And what that means is your root system has direct access to this water and nutrients when it's needed. I mean, that's why we're doing this.
That's exactly why we're doing this. And that's the great part about it is we're getting these amendments right to where you need them. And
absolutely.
This is your only chance to get them down at the root level before you establish any kind of turf.
Absolutely.
Now,
go ahead, since we're talking about turf.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're talking about turf. Now's the time where it comes to install that turf.
Absolutely, Zach.
And there's a lot of situations that call for instant green. And when it comes down to instant green, you're going to need to roll some sod out because sod is like the carpet of your lawn.
Right, absolutely, Zach. And you know what? A couple things you need to know about sod is that, man, it does require a lot of resources, a lot of water. And most people have this
misconception of
you get this quick access, and that's not necessarily true. My personal opinion is I always recommend a good high quality seed, and if you have the patience to wait for seed, you're going to get a much better result.
Exactly. It just takes some patience to watch the grass grow, but after that you're going to be having a lot better lawn.
Yeah, we definitely want to create a just an awesome turf.
All right, folks, we're coming up to a break right now, but stay tuned. Because when we get back to the Gophers Den, we're going to answer your questions.
Trying to get your lawn and garden looking better? Ace Hardware has absolutely everything you need to get your job done right. Whether you're tackling a big project or a little one, we've got everything from fertilizers to sprinklers, garden tools, and more. And most importantly, helpful people that understand it all. We'll help you get it done right. Ace, a helpful place.
Visit Ace in Aurora on Lake Street and Ace in Aurora on Galena Boulevard.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You're listening to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, brought to you by 844 Dirt. If you have any questions or tips, or would like to be a guest expert on the show, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. That's thegophersden@844dirt.com. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gopher's Den. Well, let's get back to the den with the lovable little rodent himself. Do you care for a lawn?
844-DIRT.
Tend to a garden?
844-DIRT.
Nurture plants?
844-DIRT.
With high-quality earth products such as topsoil, compost, mulch, and more, 844-DIRT can help you with your most earthly prospect.
844-DIRT can also accommodate small deliveries right to your home, staffed with courteous uniformed drivers.
844-DIRT.
Online, 844-DIRT.com provides a full product inventory as well as a materials calculator so you'll see what you're getting and how much you will need.
Proudly serving the Fox Valley area with high-quality improved earth products since 1990. 844 Dirt is a name you can trust.
You're tuned into the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show. Make way in your noggin. Much more info is on its way.
Welcome back to the Gopher's Den Lawn and Landscape Show. In case you missed any of our show, why don't you head out to 844dirt.com, go into the Gopher's Den, where you can download this or any of our shows straight from the Gopher's Den. But now it's the time of the show that we get to answer the questions that you sent to us at thegophersden@844dirt.com.
Yeah, Zach, I love this part of the show.
I do too, Mike. Our first question is from Charles in Aurora. Charles asks, I have raised bumps all over my yard, and when I step on them, they sink down below the grade. I think I have a mole problem. What can I do? Wow. Well, Charles, it does indeed sound like you have a mole problem.
Yeah, and if you've ever seen those things, Zach, they are destructive.
Yeah, they are destructive. And nasty looking, too. Just nasty, pasty white things, but it's okay.
A little scary looking, aren't they?
Moles can actually be very destructive to your yard, so removal is definitely necessary. There's many different kind of traps to relocate the animal, and sometimes that means permanent relocation.
You mean like relocation to heaven, Zach?
Yes, they get to go to mole heaven sometimes. Now, be careful with some of these traps because they can be dangerous. But, you know, check out our resource partners on 844dirt.com for just a variety of different methods. They got all kinds of, they do have the lethal traps. They have some more humane capture traps. And they have some poisons that you can use to get rid of these things.
Yeah, but we definitely want to be careful when we're dealing with either traps, you know, or poisons.
Exactly. As always, you got to be careful with these things because not only do they kill moles, but they can kill family pets and really make small children sick. And the last thing you want to do is kill your neighbor's cat and start a problem with that.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. So definitely read the instructions And but check out those resource partners at 844dirt.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that mole problem, Charles. I do know one thing, that moles and gophers are like water and oil. So try wearing your Gopher's Den t-shirt while working out in the yard. Maybe that'll help them chase them away.
Think that'll scare them away, Zach?
I doubt it, Mike, but it's worth a shot. All right. Our next question comes from Pete in Big Rock. Pete writes, in my backyard, I have an area that stays wet even when it's really dry out. It also kind of stinks. You guys got any ideas? Well, geez, Mike, and stinky dirt, I think this is your question.
You know, Zach, how come I always end up with these, you know, the smelly, stinky dirt questions?
It's just the roll of the dice, you know?
Well, you know what, Zach, is we're kind of reading this from Pete and Big Rock, and the first thing I was thinking was, you know, Big Rock and some of these far western areas, a lot of these homes have septic systems. And I tell you what, really what this sounds like to me is a potential septic problem. Septic tanks collect water and then redistribute the water into the field. And when those aren't working properly, one or more of the field lines can actually bleed up through the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, if this thing's always wet, it's very possible that this could be the problem. And what really is the hint is the smell. I mean, that odor really kind of leads me to believe that it's a septic problem.
Exactly, because if it was just always wet, it could be something as a old field tile that's cracked underneath your lawn and just constantly leaving water there.
Yeah, that's great too, because there are old field tiles that kind of run through these areas. I got one in my backyard too. It's an old field tile. It's been there for years. But for me, the smell gives this one away. So I would say definitely contact your local septic person that could do a repair or some type of insulation work on this.
Mm-hmm. And check with your city for any underground utilities that may run through your backyard.
Absolutely.
You know, it could be something as simple as a cracked sewer pipe or a leaky water pipe. You never know.
Absolutely, Zach.
All right. That's a good question, Pete. Our next question comes from Kathy in Aurora. Kathy writes, I'm thinking of covering the ground around my plants and shrubs with something, but I'm torn between river rock and mulch. What do you guys think? Well, Kathy, what we would suggest is use the rock in low-maintenance areas, areas that you really don't want to be around, that you don't really, you know, care about.
Yeah, definitely. Some of those areas where you don't spend a lot of time, maybe maintenance is a problem, you don't do a lot of mowing, maybe you got a lot of overhanging trees, you're looking to create a different look using some rock. But when you use rock, then you got to also use that weed mat material.
Oh, don't get me started on a weed mat.
Yeah, I know, Zach. You got kind of a pet peeve about that weed mat.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when you try to plant a bush and you dig in and you cut into this matting that just gets in the way of everything.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. But you know, as far as to make this decision, I would say when you're working around shrubbery or flower beds or garden areas, you know, you definitely want to use mulch. Mulch just has so many more benefits that could be useful than the rock. So I would definitely want to use mulch.
Exactly. With mulches, you're getting a more natural form of weed resistance. There's no weed mat necessary. A good, healthy 4-inch base of mulch will actually resist weeds a lot better than any kind of weed mat will.
Absolutely.
Not only that, but it also helps to retain water in times of drought. Really well. It helps to insulate your soil from the extreme weathers, and you know that helps your plants, helps the plants' root system, because it keeps them from baking in the intense sun. And when it comes into the fall, it really helps to protect those roots from the cold weathers. Really good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. you know, we have a lot of people that call and you know are looking for rock, and there's certainly a time and a place that you can use that material. But at least for this application, if you were talking about around trees and shrubs, I think mulch is the way to go. So many benefits. That's really a no-brainer, you know. But you know, it's personal
preference.
Yeah, it's personal preference too. I've also seen people use, you know, some rocks areas in some of those areas that we talked about. Another benefit of the mulch is when you use that to surround trees or shrubs or stuff like that. It, you know what, when you're running the mower next to that, you're not hitting an inch and a half river rock, you know, and yeah, jettisoning that thing through the air to hit your neighbor.
Exactly. It's just a safer thing in general, and it provides a lot more benefits for your lawn.
Yeah, and you know what? Check out our website, 844dirt.com, and find a mulch that, you know, that kind of fits your need. And if it's river rock that you want, then check that out too.
Those were some great questions. Kathy, Charles, and Pete, start looking for your t-shirts in the mail. And you know what? We just got enough time left for the Gopher's Tip of the Week. So let's hear it from Mr. Gopher himself. Wow, that's great stuff.
Man, the gopher never ceases to amaze me, Zach.
Mr. Gopher said that you should always wear a thick leather shoe or boot while mowing your lawn or weed eating. Safety is always a concern with working with power equipment. And remember, safety glasses are required. Well, that's all for this week, but tune in next week for more of the Gopher's Den.